whether you stay next to your parents or your friends, you're coming tonight. I just ask God that he would just captivate your heart so intensely that you would just be so fixed on him. That like tonight, find your own space, just like be free. You know, don't worry now because adults are here that you have to just suddenly conform or like look the way they think you should look. Just tonight is about you and God as well. Like, let's end this weekend off so powerfully that it just sets a new momentum for the next time we have youth and the next time we have church and stuff. So just, yeah, just have fun with God tonight.
One, two. Good evening, good evening. Hey, how are you all doing this morning? Still a little drunk after this morning. This morning was wild. So please come and grab a seat. Those of you that have just come in, welcome, welcome. We'd like to welcome you all. There's Johannes with Matthew. Welcome, Johannes. How's it going there, bro? Hasn't had a haircut since last year's camp, eh? Last year's conference. Well, as you know, Fusion are running the service tonight, and it's going to be a wild one. The only thing I'm doing is doing announcements, so you can breathe a sigh of relief. So we are giving it fully over to Fusion tonight. All I'm going to do is announcements, and then we'll get into it. So we'll hear some testimonies about what the camp was all about, and then Jennifer's going to rock the house. So very excited for that. Okay. Now, next Sunday is going to be a very epic Sunday because Rob Rufus is in the house. Rob Rufus is here Sunday morning. So please don't miss next Sunday morning service. Rob Rufus is an incredible preacher. He's been preaching for the last 40 years, I think. And his ministry is worldwide, and to have him come and preach at Highway, let alone have a conference, is a privilege. So next Sunday morning, please come. He's probably just going to bust open the grace message in a whole fresh new way. It really is going to blow your mind. Next Sunday morning, he'll be here. I'm not sure about the evening service. We haven't confirmed, okay? So get to the morning service, and then we'll announce whether it's the evening service. And if not, I'll preach in the evening, okay? So then you must all come to that. And then, the following Sunday after that, Finney is going to be preaching. You guys know Finney Dijasini, okay? So next Sunday, Rob. The Sunday after that, Finney. And then after that, Joseph Prince will be preaching in New Creation Church in Singapore. So enjoy that. And then, of course, please, please don't miss Glory and Grace. If you have not registered, I really don't know what you are doing. Clearly you don't have money, because that can be the only reason why you're not coming to Glory and Grace. So if you haven't registered and you don't have money, please come and speak to me. I will make a plan, because Glory and Grace is our annual conference. You know, if you remember, a couple of years ago, we used to go to Bloom every year, 5,500 people. People are saying to me, they're saying, James, you know, taking 2 days leave is so hard. You know, I just don't know if I can take 2 days leave. I remember when we used to go to Bloemfontein every year religiously and take a week's leave, 5 days leave. So 2 days leave is really nothing. It's not a lot. And if you can't take the full 2 days, just take 1 day's leave and then come on the Friday or the Thursday, whichever days are quieter day in the office. So please register. Louise, are they going to have a chance to register tonight? Yes, live registrations tonight at the church entrance, full on, in your face, live Wimbledon specials. Just had to throw Wimbledon there somewhere. But please, it's going to be a special one. It starts 2 weeks' time, not this coming Wednesday, the following Wednesday at 7 o'clock sharp. This church is going to be packed. Rob and Finney rocking the house. Don't miss it. Amen. And then Steve just sends his love. He's having an awesome time in Kazakhstan. He says that it's pretty hectic. A lot of religious oppression. People feel very heavy. People feel oppressed. They obviously coming out of the communistic structure, very very controlled. There's very little freedom. So to bring the gospel into that kind of culture is a very difficult thing to do. And then to bring the gospel as radically as we preach it is just as difficult. So they found it. It's got its challenges. But what's great is the darker the area that you go into, the brighter the light shines. Amen? And they're seeing some breakthrough. They're seeing demons manifest, demons fleeing people, Jesus just completely transforming people in the meetings. So it's been awesome. So Steve, Janet, and Rain all send their love, and they're loving it. So, in fact, why don't we just pray for them right now? Do you want us to stand to your feet? Let's just pray for Steve and Janet. Why don't you just raise your voice and just declare the life of God, the refreshing life of God over them. Father, we lift them up before you right now. We thank you for our leaders, Steve and Janet. We thank you for their son, Rain. We thank you, Lord, that you have called them for a ministry such as this, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you've called them to this nation, Kazakhstan. You've called them to this conference, and we declare refreshing over them right now in Jesus' name. We declare protection over them. We come against every form of attack and opposition that they may face right now, that it would be brought to nothing in the name of Jesus. We release the kingdom of heaven over them right now and around them. Wherever they go, your presence would overflow like a fountain, and they would see demons manifesting completely, people getting completely set free on the streets, in the airports, in the shops, people getting completely liberated because they carry your presence. They won't even need to worry about a translator. It'll be your presence that'll be setting people free in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you would lead Steve in every word that he preaches, every sermon he shares. Lord, you would lead him. Everything that church and those church leaders need, you would place on his heart to preach. You would give him wisdom in how to bring it across clearly and systematically for true transformation, lasting transformation in those churches. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Awesome. Okay, you guys can grab a seat. I'm now going to hand over to a couple of people that I've asked to come share some testimony. So those of you that I did speak to earlier, why don't you come up? Come stand up here in the front. And I've asked a couple of people to share some of their favorite parts of the camp. Just a few, you know, just a handful. And we'll start with, who wants to start? Danielle, why don't you start? Come on, Danielle. Danielle, so you move this side so that we can just flow along like that. There we go. Tell us your favorite part of the camp.
Hello. Let me start by saying this camp was like so awesome. It was like the best camp ever. Before the camp, I was like, I really wanted to like feel something and see God in a way that I haven't seen him before, and like feel things that I haven't felt before, and like also have fun and be with friends. And that is exactly what I got. Like, my favorite part of the camp was today. James preached and last night. He preached last night. Okay, and we had a worship thing today, and like it got really, really wild. And like I had lots of people like pray for me, and I went to this like place that it was like I was far away from like earth, and like all the problems that I have in like my personal life I finally let go, and like just like to see God, I was so happy, and like for once I have felt God before, but I really, really felt him on this camp, and I had so much fun, and I really, really did enjoy it, so it's cool.
Hi everyone, I'm Rowena, if you don't know me. Well, like Danielle said, today was really awesome. I really enjoyed the part when we were preaching and stuff like that, but I was a Hindu, and like, my dad used to be an alcoholic and stuff like that. So when he stopped drinking, he decided to come to church, and he's saved. He doesn't drink anymore, and I'm really thankful for that. I decided to follow my dad's footsteps and become a Christian, and I used to get visions and stuff like that, but now, yeah, today was a day that I really, really felt God's presence with me, and knowing that the problems that I go through in my personal life, I really, really feel relieved, and I feel that I can tell God anything that I want, and He'll always be there to answer my prayers.
My experience today was quite wild. You can ask Ryan. I wasn't, yeah. But like Jen was preaching about it yesterday. Was preaching about yesterday about walls, and she was telling us about like personal things, and she was saying how she had all these walls built up. And I'm very similar to that. I have all these walls built up, and I finally decided to be like vulnerable, and I kind of got out of control. It was quite funny though. And I was so like knocked by God. I just didn't know what to do, and I was just so out of it. I didn't even feel like I was on earth. And when I opened my eyes and I saw people, like I didn't actually recognize them. I didn't feel like I was actually there. And I got like, I hope you guys have an imagination, but I don't know if you guys have watched Horton Hears a Who, but at one point, one of my visions was that when we praise and shout, our vocals just go up to God, and it just goes up, and it like breaks through everything. And then you see this, and I saw this like white stuff just coming down and like pours on us. And God says we don't have to learn how to tap into God because He's there all the time. And when we want it, we just give it, kind of thing. And another, when I was sleeping last night, I got like a picture. If you just imagine like a black wall, and the ground was white, and the roots growing down were white as well, and the root, and the, instead of a tree being at the top, there was roots growing up. And it was kind of saying that like we are going to go into, like James was saying, like dark places, and we're just going to work our way through everything, and eventually that black wall is going to become pure like God. So yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm Shadeen. This was my first camp. It was really awesome. Today was my favorite day because when we worshipped, I felt like I felt heaviness on my heart and it got lifted. And then later that day, Jen gave me a prophetic word. And she was saying something about a red velvet robe or something over me that was had been taken off of me, something like that.
Hi everyone, I'm Nicole, and this was also my first camp, and it was also awesome. The part I enjoyed the most was worship as well, because it really felt like the presence of God was with us in the room, and yeah, we all felt like family. And that made me really happy, and I really had like joy inside of me.
Hello. I really, really enjoyed the preaching and the ceremonies, like especially when James, Jen, and Jess were explaining like their life and like all the things that they went through, and like they just really opened up, and like it taught us everything, and everyone's getting a step closer to Lord, and they're learning more and more about Lord, and it was really awesome, and everyone like was getting touched. Some people were laughing their heads off, and I was laughing at them, and then I started laughing, and then some people were crying, and it was really amazing, yeah.
Hi everyone. to be honest, I wasn't expecting anything heavy from this camp. I was just, you know, I wanted to go because, I don't know, I'm a first year student. I study architecture at UKZN, and I'm fresh out of high school. So for me to go to varsity, it's a whole different scene. Like, you just get thrown into deep ends. There's so much freedom, so you can do whatever you want, and the lecturers don't really care about you. So if you fail, it's your fault. And you know at school how they spoon feed you and they always want you to get good marks and stuff? Like, they'll help you. But at varsity, they don't care, so it's easy to fail there. And so Because there's so much freedom and you're supposed to do your own thing, it was hard for me to sort of fit in and adapt to that sort of condition. So my marks weren't the coolest marks in the class, and by the grace of God, I was able to pass this year. And I was so worried because I felt so inadequate. And like, I was like, what's wrong with me, you know? I'm supposed to be able to do this. You know, I got accepted because only about 32 people accepted out of hundreds of applications. So I was like, of all those people, what's wrong with me, you know? Like, why can't I do this? And so I came to camp and I had this heaviness over me and I couldn't really worship properly and I was just so blocked off. And then after this camp, I just feel so free now and I feel like nothing can worry me or stop me from doing anything I want and like I'm worth something. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Ben. So this weekend, it was about encountering God. Throughout the whole weekend. So this morning, they come and, James was preaching and talks about getting drunk. Getting drunk in the love of God and getting high. I'm like, how does that work? How do you get high and God and all that, like, anyways, we get prayed for today, okay, and like, there's this time when, like, we told us, like, we should speak in tongues, and then just pray in tongues, like, throughout, and then just something happened to me, I prayed in tongues, and then I went and sat back down, and then James called me back again, and then he lays hands on me. And then some other few guys. And then I just start laughing. I just start laughing. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what's happening to me? And I can't control this laugh. And, like, I'm laughing. And then as I'm laughing, I'm, like, thinking about what James has said. Like, you're getting high. Normally when people tell me about getting high, it's like they just laugh. And they just laugh at something stupid. I'm like, I'm just laying there and I'm laughing. And I don't want to stop laughing. And, like, it felt great. You know, like, felt like that was God and me and my time in God, like, just laughing, it was joyous, and it was great, you know, like, me, it was like I had entered another realm, because I'd forgotten about everything else on earth, about all my sorrows, about the past of my life, and, like, just thinking about a brighter future, and, like, yeah, because, yeah, it was awesome.
Hi, everyone, I'm Zoma, and before camp, I used to have this problem of doubting God and doubting myself and looking down on myself. And so camp was about encountering God, you know. So at home, I used to get distracted a lot and I wouldn't spend time with God that much. And then at camp, I got that time to focus at God. And I loved it when Jace talked about not putting your dreams aside. And I used to do that a lot, think about what other people think about me, and then I just live to satisfy people, not God. And so during camp, when I was writing down these dreams, I had that urge to fulfill them. And then today, I loved today. Worship was awesome, was awesome. When James told me a prophetic word, he said God was putting this crown on my head, and that made me feel it was so amazing. I loved it so much. I've never been so in touch with God in my life, because at home I just can't, there's so many distractions. I can't focus at God. And then, camp was the best thing ever. Thanks.
Well done, guys. Thank you so much. Well done, eh, Jude? Thank you, Ben, for making me sound like such a responsible youth pastor. Really appreciate that. Don't worry, if you want your kids to come to youth, I'm not that bad. I promise. But we're just going to get high right now. Now, we're going to take up the offering. because we don't know what's going to happen. So better take it now while we're all sober. So if I could just ask Andrew and the crowd to do that. I'll go that side, eh? Okay, great. There we go. No, really, guys, for those of you that may be new, you're some of the parents or some of the family or friends of some of the people that were on camp and you decided to come and you've heard some of the stuff said, like getting high and getting drunk. Well, basically, it's what we're talking about is being overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. What we're talking about is being consumed by Holy Spirit. We're talking about being intoxicated with Holy Spirit, where He is in control and not our own consciousness. Because God wants us to operate from our spirit. God doesn't want us to try and figure everything out. When we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what happened was our brain took over. And we entered a way of living by which we judge everything we do. Every decision we make is based on, is this good or is this evil? And instead of just following our heart, we weigh things up, we worry, we're concerned about what could happen, what the possibilities are. But God's called us to live from our spirits, from our spirit beings. And for me, that is the key to true Christianity. The book of Acts is the blueprint for how the church should be operating. I don't care what anyone says. I don't believe that it was just so radical so that Christianity could spread. And then what? And then Christianity spread, and then it became a worldwide religion when the Romans adopted it as their official religion, and that was God's plan. And then it died into the dark ages. No ways, that wasn't God's plan. God's plan was that the church would take over the world. That was God's plan. That the church would bring heaven to earth. Through the restoration of Jesus Christ, God's plan was that the church would take over the world. And we can't do that if we try and figure everything out. If we're trying to, well, you know, I don't think it's this and I think it's that. It's no. When we live from our spirit man, we will bring transformation because that's where the power lies, church. That's where the power is. It's here. And so the key to getting in touch with your spirit man is letting your consciousness go. And the best way to do that is by saying, Holy Spirit, you come and take over. You come and take control. I need you to baptize me. Baptism, the word baptism means to be fully immersed, fully covered, not just standing in the water, but to be completely covered in the water. God's called you to be baptized in God. He hasn't called you just to follow Him. He's called you to be completely baptized in Him. And so tonight, that's my heart. That's what this camp was about. It was about baptizing these kids. And so we, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the word drunk came around. But now in today's reality, people talk about getting high. They talk about tripping on Jesus. And so in many ways, a lot of these kids interpret that kind of talk. And they relate. They relate what's happening in the Bible to that kind of vocabulary. And you guys know that the devil counterfeited everything that God had in the beginning, right? Everything that God has for us as Christians, the devil's counterfeited, and then he's put a price tag on it. So in order to experience the highs of heaven, you're going to have a hangover for weeks. You're going to be addicted for years. That's what the devil's done. Jesus has a free offer. He says, I'm calling you into perfect joy, perfect happiness, perfect peace for free. I paid for it. I paid the full price at the cross so that you can enjoy me fully without cost. Come and drink. The Bible says in Isaiah, come and drink. Come and eat. Come and have your fill. Come and eat bread without cost, without pay. It's free. And so that's what this weekend has been about. It's been about giving these children of God, not children in the way we would term it, but children of God, an opportunity to encounter the pure joys of heaven. And so we want to follow through with that tonight. And I'm going to hand over to our worship team. And then Jennifer's going to take it from there. And we're just going to see where Holy Spirit takes it. I want you to let go tonight. This is not a concert. So please don't sit in your chair watching for things to happen. I want you to actively take part in what God is going to do tonight. So there's lots of space up here in the front. Please feel free to come forward. Why don't you stand right now? And I'm going to hand over to the worship team, and then Jen's going to take it a little bit later on.
Jesus, I just thank you for every person that's come here tonight, God. And I thank you for just your presence and your love to just circle them. I thank you that tonight's about you, Jesus, and that you've just done something so new and so fresh with our hearts. And I just release such a blessing and just such a glorious atmosphere that right now, Holy Spirit, we just invite your presence to just come. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence right now. Thank you that tonight is about you and I together, that tonight is your night with Jesus, that tonight's about connecting with him, his presence, his love for you, his goodness. And we just release your heavenly atmosphere right now, God. And just come like a cloud, come like a fire, God. Come like rushing water. Come however we need to receive you tonight, God. Whether it's through hearing your voice, whether it's through worship, whether it's through a vision, Lord. That's just make us receptive to receive from you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so as you can see, tonight's quite different in like the layouts and the youth and stuff and everything. And I think, yeah, God just gave me this vision just to create something so new. If you guys want to get your cushions and just lie down, or just anyone else who'd also like to join the youth lying down, is he going to kind of have an encounter with Jesus tonight? So it's going to be really exciting and really fun. But firstly, I would just like to get back to what I was saying about just this vision that God gave me, that I really felt the whole week in terms of preparing for a preach, which wasn't really working for me, because I tried to find my 5 points and my heading and my title, and it wasn't working. And I felt God just say to me, Jen, are you ready for the weight of my presence? And like that was all he would say to me, like nothing else. And I'll be like, that's not very helpful, God. But when I just surrendered and I was like, okay, it's not about fitting the mold. It's not about like structure. It's not about anything. It's about you, Jesus. And like God just reminded me that he's just so wanting to stir up hearts to be hungry for his presence. That what is church without his presence? Like what is being in this building without his presence? And I felt like he said to me, he said, Jen, like I want you to just, because like, believe me, I haven't got this right either. I'm not a master or a perfect person at it, but I just want to release what God wants to do tonight. And what I really feel is that he wants to just either restore his relationship with you in terms of his presence, or like take it to new levels, or give you a brand new one. So tonight, like, it's different, and it might be out of your comfort zone. You might wish you never came. You might be so glad you came. Like, I don't know, and like I just hope that you'll enjoy yourself so that I don't get nervous. But like it's about Jesus, and like this is what he's told me to do, and like I just want to obey him. So tonight, I would really like it. God's given me a few creative ideas of just how to usher in his presence and stuff. But like if you're keen for it, there's no pressure. But just to just not get distracted by anyone else, to like to just leave the week behind, to leave the issues behind. Like I felt like tonight would just be a getaway with Jesus, that it would be discovering his presence and just forming a relationship with his presence. And you know, this youth camp has just been amazing. Like I've never seen so many people encounter God on camp. And I would just like to thank all those people who, whether they put R5 or R500 into this camp, like just thank you so much, because you've impacted lives, and like You know, you can see when a person has been changed. It's like their facial structure changes, their eyes change, joy comes. It's like a deep, God does a deep heart surgery on, and I could just see that in everybody's lives. And I'm just so grateful for this church and like for James and Corrine and for that leadership team and for this amazing worship team. Like, we're brand new at this, but like, sure, I cannot believe how good God has been to us. So just thank you for that. And I could also like to honor like Steve and Jimmy and James and just thank them for this opportunity to come up here tonight. And just like, it's a really big deal, and I'm just so grateful. And to thank all my family, my spiritual moms, like Nita and Fran and Mish, like, and Corrine, you guys are just like, you've made me who I am today. And like, I just want to honor you guys and thank you. Okay, so tonight, I just want to speak about like just how his presence has encountered me in my life, and like how it's turned me from the inside out, if that makes sense. Because inside of us is our spirits, right? Inside of us is the real person that God created us to be. And in an encounter and being in his presence, it brings that person out. And like, the world gets to discover you. Like, how amazing is that? It's like, inside of you is you. No one else is you. No one else is Corrine or James or Kate or Andrew. Like, that person inside of you is being waited by the world to be seen. And like, just this camp, even the encounters, like the vulnerability with Jesus, it just took it to a whole new level. That I realized in an encounter with God, in his presence, we can just come to him and like absolute surrender and just say, God, like, I give you everything. I don't have to just give you my good stuff. I can give you the bad stuff. I can give you the issues. I can give you the nothing. Like, I don't even have anything to give. I give that to you. And I'm just so excited for that, because it just releases heaven out of us, that you are a temple of God, that the highest of highs, the glorious Father, the lover of our soul, the comforter, like, abides in you. And he wants to be released out of every part of you. You know, even your eyes, your smile, your touch, just that even when you hug somebody, they can just be like, whoa, what was that? You know, I remember the one time I was just having such a puffy day, and like, Fran just hugged me, and no words were said, but I could just feel the Father's love around me. And like, it was like, whoa, God, like, we underestimate how strong and how rich your presence is inside of us. But with all that being said, there's like a lot of things that can close us off to that. There's religion, there's life, there's issues, there's offense. And what we do is we build up all these walls on our spiritual being, on our hearts. And in an encounter, it just removes those walls. I mean, like, for me personally, like, coming from a background of being really insecure and shy and like angry at myself and frustrated with life, I had built up all these walls. And like, coming to the presence was really hard, because I was like, you become very like inward focused, and like, there's no goodness inside of you and in life, and it's very hard to be able to connect freely with God. And it took a really big encounter with God for me to just release that. And like, since then, I was never the same again. It was like God did in me, like, he undid in me like about 16 years worth of little things that had bothered me in like 2.5 hours. And like, I just feel that for each of us tonight, that he wants to do that again, that there's something so beautiful about being fresh in his presence, about like coming to him and saying, God, I want all this stuff to go, and I want you to just flow. Like, how cool is that? Like a little rap. like, just knowing that you are so alive, and nothing actually deserves to hold back that life inside of you. That, you know, it's just such a like a counterfeit, like we were saying. It's just not the life you actually deserve to live. You could even see it in that way, that, you know, like, life struggles and financial issues and people losing your loved ones and stuff, it all builds up these guards and these walls, like, in your spirit, in your heart, that prevent God from just connecting to you. And so, like, I just really felt, as I said again, that tonight is about encountering his presence. And it is different, and like, I am taking a huge a huge just jump of faith, and I was a little bit nervous, but God was just like, this is what I told you to do, and I want to obey him. While I was preparing this, I was just sitting at the computer, and he just gave me these words, and I just want to say them. He said, our hearts are destined to overflow with his presence, his love, his beauty, and his goodness. We are his children, purposed and called to be like him and reflect him in every way. He made us perfect and whole, and it's a journey, now an adventure, to discover all he has done for us. No one has fully arrived yet, as there's no end to God. Our hearts long for more of him and his presence, but we don't always know it. And like, I just couldn't believe it, like, this camp of just like this unlocking that you already are hungry for God. You already are hungry for his presence. And it just takes maybe like being 5 minutes, 20 minutes in a session of worship to realize that, because you feel it. You go into worship, hey, I'm just going to worship God. And you come out of it with like alive, like your eyes are full of hope. You're just excited for your future. He's downloaded new dreams, new vision inside of you. And like, it just revealed to me that you cannot live without his presence. That his presence is the fuel to your fire. His presence is actually more important to us than the air we breathe, because that's what will keep us going. That's what will keep us going through the difficulties, through anything that happens, through the good times and the bad times. And I mean, for me personally, like coming from, I don't know if you guys ever experienced this, like a yo-yo with his presence, like for a while you just pumped with his presence and it's like glory and visions and dreams, and like for me I'm drawing and I'm like so excited, and then like life happens and then like it fades away and it's almost seeming like it's going downward. But God has a way where we can sustain that, where his presence actually we become so dependent on it, we can't go a day without just absorbing him. And like we wake up in the morning and the first thing we want to do is just say, God, come and be with me this day, like shift my focus on you, so that like Bill Johnson says, like let nothing be bigger than God in your mind, you know, like he is bigger than anything we face every day. And as soon as we allow something to go into that place, we lose that connection, even though the connection's always there. It's not like we can go back and forth, because we are connected to him fully. It's just our focus. And yeah, like James, his vision for this camp was for us to just unlock what we already have. It's like you already have that hunger, that desire for God. And he mentioned the scripture, Acts 17, verses 28, and it says, for in him we live and move and have our being. And I was like, yo, God, that's crazy. Like, imagine if we just lived that out every day, that in him we live and move and have our being. Like, he sustains us, like, think in everything. We're made in his image. We're his temple. We're his children. We're his friends. We're his sons, his daughters. Like, he is everything to us. So when I talk about encounters and stuff, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not over spiritualizing it. Like, you don't have to have this fire, heaven, you know, thunder clouds and stuff. It can just be, like I was saying to the youth guys, it can just be when you're in class and you just having a bit of a bad day and you're like, oh Jesus, I need you, you know. Or it can be while you're driving to work, or taking a walk, or when you're on holiday, or you know. And you don't even have, like Pete was saying, you don't even have to, when he preached on Friday night, he was saying how you don't even have to feel his presence to have an encounter. Like, he's encountering you all the time, but like it's so much more than anything we could box. So if you have like a boxed image of how we should encounter God, like, I really encourage you to break that, because God is bigger than any box. And he's going to stretch you, and he's going to take you further and deeper and higher and wider and bigger than what your mind can conceive. So just actually put your mind at the back and just let your spirit take control. And like, I think that's what we need. Like, even with the youth guys encountering God, you know, like sometimes we say the wrong thing, or sometimes we'll say the wrong word that's like, you know, we shouldn't have said that or whatever. But at least I see it that we're not making a box, that we haven't created a mold that we should look like or be like or act like. And I'm just so excited for that we have these people who actually are just so different and unique and fresh. And like, I really encourage you, as just people who are wiser and more experienced to get around these guys and just love on them and talk to them and father and mother them, because they need your wisdom and they need your love and your care. But like, we need to also keep their freshness going. So personally for me, sorry I'm jumping around a bit, but personally for me, like, I would like to talk about the ways I encounter God, just so that it's more practical in terms of like what is possible. Like, I used to really write a lot while I encountered God. Like, I would just go on like these like hour and a half tangents of just writing, and like the most beautiful words would come out, and like I couldn't do that in my own strength. Like, that's how you know it's God. Or like I would just sing a song and it would just be so powerful, even though my voice wasn't on the correct pitch or correct tune or whatever. It just, all that faded away, and it just became about what he wants to do, what he wants to release. And like I love painting and creating and just being like, just being fun with God. Like, just knowing that he's for me and what I like and what I desire, and he wants to work through that. And then I wrote this this poem. I wrote it on youth camp in 2009, and I found it the other day, and I just wanted to just show you like what, oh gosh, I just wanted to show you what, like, God, how God would just speak through me. And like, I would read these poems like a few months later, and it would just really, would really impact me, and I would just be like, whoa, God, like, you were so close and you were so intimate with me, and it would take me back to that place straight away. So this is the one which God was speaking to me, and I was writing it down, and he said, lay down that burden, lay down that shame. I give you my ring, and I gently place it on your finger.